Four lap relay.
Four lap relay.
Well, it looks as if the United States are going to do it again. Kokori has only just got to go ahead and keep the rhythm going now.
A great run indeed. 48.79, Richard
Ross. Wow, what a run from Richard Ross. Kokori now with that 20-metre gap really on Bundy, just behind her, I should say, McPherson of Jamaica. I don't think they're going to catch that sort of gap with the quality of Kokori out in front. Just behind, though, the big race is on between Great Britain and Poland. It looks as if the Polish athlete here, Suwety, is just maybe going to take Bundy Davis. No, I'll tell you, it's the Italians coming through there. Well, through the line, the American team, just behind them, Jamaica, coming through on the inside there. It is Great Britain in the end to take third place.
Championship record,
3:19. What a wonderful performance by the Americans there. But really no doubt about it once they got the baton in their hands.
Team USA taking home the gold medal. Fantastic running for the second World Relays. Didi Trotter wasn't here, but it didn't make a difference for us because you still got the team off to a great start.
Yes, yeah, I wanted to make sure I got a lead for my team so they can take it for the win.
Fantastic, and of course Natasha Hastings, back to the traditional role. You just rolled off on that second leg.
Oh, I mean, Phyllis gave me a great lead and I just wanted to hold it, if not open it up some more, and make the job easy for Sonia and for him bringing it in.
How did that changeover go to you, Sonia?
Oh, it was perfect. Natasha and I have been on many teams together, so I was very confident in our stick, and they both ran really well, and we did want to come out here and run fast. We didn't think we'd break the championship record, but we did, so it was a great run for us tonight.
And especially for you, 48.79 leg, I mean, that's not to laugh at.
I did not run that fast. It felt fast, but I didn't think it was that fast. So I'm really, really happy about that. And I did want to come here and really get some races under my belt. So I'm very, very happy with the sub-49 performance.
Fantastic. And of course, Francina McCrory taking the team home for the second victory here at the World Relays. Fantastic. You must be so thrilled, no?
Yes, I was. I was very confident in my teammates. I knew we were going to have a big lead. So, and they made my job very easy. So I'm happy.
You guys really look so professional. You execute the race so well. But now my question is, okay, the trials are going to be coming up soon and you're going to be pitching against each other. All teamwork will be forgotten then, won't it?
You know, Polly, that's the dynamics of the U.S. team or all teams. We get chances to come together, but a lot of times we are fighting for the individual spot. But we all respect each other so much and we'll be cheering each other on and hoping that we'll all make the team and represent when we go over to Beijing.
Beijing, this is the beginning of the outdoor season for all of you. Looking forward to Beijing?
Yes, definitely. We're looking forward to the season. This year is going to be a great year. And like she said, I'm looking to run the same 4x4 in Beijing with my teammates. So
fantastic. Thanks for all of you. Thank you.
The IAAF Relays.
IAAF Radio.